Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading down to the Gulf Coast today, the great state of Texas. We are looking at District 14, which stretches from Freeport all the way over to Orange, right on the Louisiana border. It includes Galveston, Beaumont, Port Arthur, and League City. And Leah, if you want to understand the American economy, specifically how the lights stay on and how your gas tank gets filled, you have to understand this district. Today, we are profiling its representative, Republican Randy Weber.
Congressman Weber is such a great example of a politician whose previous career completely dictates how he legislates. Before he went to Washington, before he was even in the Texas State House, Randy Weber was an air conditioning repairman. In 1981, he built his own HVAC company, Weber's Air and Heat, from absolute scratch. He spent 30 years climbing into 120-degree Texas attics, fixing compressors, managing a payroll, and dealing with local permit offices. When he talks about cutting red tape, it isn't just a political talking point that a consultant handed him. He actually knows what it feels like to have a government bureaucrat make it harder for a small business to survive.
He calls it, quote, good old-fashioned Texas horse sense. And he needed every bit of that sense, because when he was elected to Congress in 2012, he had to fill some massive shoes. He took over the seat previously held by Ron Paul. Ron Paul was a libertarian icon. He was a presidential candidate with a massive national following. Weber didn't try to be the next Ron Paul. He just put his head down, leaned into his born-again Christian faith, and focused entirely on the nuts and bolts of conservative governance and the energy sector.
And let's talk about that energy sector, because District 14 is a juggernaut. It is the undisputed energy capital of the United States. Congressman Weber represents seven different ports. His district has three massive liquefied natural gas, or LNG, export terminals. It has some of the highest capacity oil refineries on the planet. Oh, and it also holds 60% of the United States' Strategic Petroleum Reserve. When Weber walks into an Energy and Commerce Committee hearing, he is basically speaking on behalf of the American supply chain.
Which makes his committee assignments in the new 119th Congress so critical. We are looking at 2025 and 2026, and Weber just got a massive promotion. He was named the chairman of the Energy Subcommittee on the Science, Space, and Technology Committee. And on top of that, he is the vice chairman of the Energy Subcommittee on the Energy and Commerce Committee. He is holding the gavels that literally write the future of American power generation. He is also the vice chair of the House Energy Action Team, which is the conservative group trying to establish total global energy dominance for the U.S.
And he is moving fast. In early 2026, he pushed forward a major piece of bipartisan legislation called the Pipeline Cybersecurity Preparedness Act. He introduced this with a Democrat, Debbie Dingell from Michigan. We all remember when the Colonial Pipeline was hacked a few years ago, and half the East Coast ran out of gas. Weber realizes that the miles and miles of pipelines running through his district are massive targets for foreign hackers. His bill officially places the Department of Energy as the lead federal agency to coordinate cybersecurity defenses for our pipelines. It advanced out of subcommittee in February 2026, and it shows that, while he is a strict partisan on many things, he will cross the aisle to protect critical infrastructure.
Speaking of critical infrastructure, we have to talk about water, specifically water depth and storm surges. Weber is absolutely obsessed with dredging.
Yes! It doesn't sound very glamorous, but it is the lifeblood of Southeast Texas. The cargo ships and oil tankers coming from Asia and Europe are getting bigger and heavier. If the Galveston Ship Channel or the Sabine Neches Waterway isn't dredged deep enough, those massive ships literally scrape the bottom or have to wait offshore. Weber has successfully secured hundreds of millions of dollars from the Army Corps of Engineers, including over $30 million just recently in the 2026 appropriations bills, to deepen those channels to 48 feet. It ensures that the Port of Beaumont and the Port of Galveston stay globally competitive.
And then there is the Ike Dike. For people outside of Texas, this is the Coastal Texas Protection and Restoration Project. It is a proposed $30 billion system of massive sea gates and levees designed to protect the Galveston Bay and the Houston Ship Channel from hurricane storm surges. Weber argues this on national security grounds. He tells his colleagues in Congress, look, 30% of the entire nation's refining capacity is sitting on my coastline. 80% of the military's aviation fuel comes from here. If a Category 5 hurricane wipes out my district, the rest of the country grinds to a halt in 3 days. He has been instrumental in securing the pre-construction and engineering funds to finally get this massive coastal spine built.
Let's pivot to his broader political stances, because the 119th Congress has seen him take a very aggressive victory lap. With the new Trump administration in place, Weber is thrilled. He recently sent out a newsletter detailing exactly what they are rolling back. He is cheering the end of the federal EV mandates, which he argued were destroying the auto industry and threatening the oil jobs in his district. He is cheering the end of catch-and-release policies at the southern border. He fully supports the administration's move to end automatic birthright citizenship for the children of illegal immigrants.
He really doesn't mince words. He led a bipartisan letter in January 2026 demanding the State Department aggressively condemn the Iranian regime's violent crackdown on protesters. He takes a very hard-line, peace-through-strength approach to foreign policy, which makes sense for a guy whose district fuels the U.S. military. He also fights to protect the domestic maritime industry. He constantly champions Texas A&M University at Galveston, which is training the next generation of sailors and maritime engineers. They actually just honored him and his wife, Brenda, at their big Mardi Gras gala in February, for his work securing funding for their new training vessel, the Lone Star State.
He is deeply entrenched in his community. He has lived within a 20-mile radius of the Gulf Coast his entire life. He knows the ship captains, he knows the refinery workers, and he knows the small business owners trying to keep their AC running in August. He took his blue-collar work ethic and applied it to the highest levels of the federal government.
HVAC repairman, who became the chairman of energy.
The guardian of the Gulf Coast and the champion of the blue economy.
That is Representative Randy Weber. That is our profile for Texas, 14th District. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.